Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, November 21st. I'm here with one of my friends, co-host, Veterans Minimum. it's Nick.
Yo.
He is here. And we were just laughing because right before we recorded this, somehow, some way, in our group chat with all of our friends, there was just...
I can't stop laughing.
I know. Someone put a picture, like an old picture of all of us, and we went to Cortland for... I had this like appearance thing, and it was just so weird.
Hold on. It's better. It's better because, ladies and gentlemen, I was one half of a management team.
Oh, my God.
On the early come up of everything.
The early come up, but that was the Santa Gallo TV days.
Yeah.
I didn't need a management team at all whatsoever, but my two friends, Eric and Nick, were like, yo, we'll be your managers. And I was like, all right, yeah, fuck it, who cares? Like, what are they going to do?
Which all we did was send out emails.
Yeah. Nothing
and,
like.
And when we got an email, we'd be like, yo, Joey, is this cool?
Yeah, exactly.
It was so bad. But yeah, we got this gig in Cortland. It was for their spring fling.
Spring fling. They wanted me to come there and just like a meet and greet, like at a booth and like with a table and shit like that. And we just made a fucking weekend out of it.
So we're all wearing these Santa Gato TV shirts that we're like, yo, we could sell these there and make money.
Right.
And then it turns out that everything at Spring Fling is free.
Yeah.
So you just wasted, like, I don't know how much, but you made like 100 t-shirts and hoodies. And
I still have them.
Yeah.
I mean, my uncle, like, always asks me because, like, his kids, like, their friends know who I am and they want shirts. So I just give them out. But it was so, like, and looking back on it, like, this is why the whole reason why I bring it up, because we're just talking about the fact that, like, looking back on old pictures of yourself and just kind of jogging your memory on shit, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? You know?
This was, I want to say, 2013, around there. Because Boss was still, like, Syracuse, because we went up to visit him, and our friend John was at Cortland, so we stayed at his place.
Where did we go first?
We went to Syracuse to pick up Boss. So
and it was Mayfest there at Syracuse. So we went there. We went to the Castle Court. That's what it's called. The outdoor thing.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. And we just made a whole weekend out of it. So we went to Boss's place. We got hammered there. Then the next day, we picked him. We got him in the car, and we drove to Cortland.
Yeah, so we had to do the thing, the meet and greet thing for you. And then it was we had a concert. Kendrick was there that night, too, which was sick.
Kendrick and Steve Aoki.
Yeah, I want to forget about Steve Aoki because that was terrible.
It was so weird, man. But that was like before, like obviously Kendrick was.
I mean, he opened for Steve Aoki. Yeah, so now that was a while ago. Yeah, this was, you know, his album had just dropped too. And we were kind of big Kendrick fans, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I remember that. But it was just like, it's so weird. Like I was saying, like, first of all, the picture, I have a complete buzz cut. Like a two all the way around, like buzzed, like no hair whatsoever. And I was mad skinny and my shirt was mad tight. And I was wearing this fucking, I don't even know what to call that belt, but the belt was weird. I remember the shorts. I had shorts and I packed them, but they got fucked up. So I didn't have a pair of shorts. So I borrowed them from John, who was the kid who lives at Cortland. I was like, yo, I need a pair of shorts. So I borrowed shorts from him. And it was just the weirdest thing, dude. It was so strange.
Yeah, old pictures, I mean, for me, are terrible because I was fat.
Yeah.
Like, fatter. Like, that was bad, yo. Rough times. Good times, too, though, but more rough times.
I looked sick. Like, I was tiny.
Yo, everybody looked weird.
Everybody looked super weird. No one looks like any of that anymore. I remember the picture that we have. Like I said, Espo looks like his jaw is wired shut and he's like smiling out of the corner of his mouth. I'm like, the fuck is this kid doing? That weekend was fucking awesome though. There's like this one street. Do you remember the name of the street that John lives on?
Oh, it's where it's all like the frat and sorority houses down that whole avenue.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, it was crazy.
It was mayhem. It was literally like a movie. I was like, I didn't know shit like this existed. I didn't go to fucking college, so I didn't know.
And we're like, yo, are you throwing a party tonight? He's like, nah, we're going to lay low. It turned out that they just randomly had a party there out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, we're going to lay low. There was people walking in and out. Like, no one knew who
the
fuck they
were. That was another thing. I was like, yo, how do you just have people just walk in and out your crib with...
Yeah, without them, like, stealing
doors
anything.
Wide open. Just, yeah, come in.
Literally, like, just people everywhere. There was 20 people on, like, the roof.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, a roof, like, right above... In between the first floor and second floor, there's like a, whatever you want, like an awning kind of. People just sitting on it. John was like caving in.
He's like, yeah, John and his roommates are like, yeah, we just hang out here sometimes.
He's like, yeah, just drink the beers and throw them onto the lawn. He's like, someone will pick them up. I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, that was where the homeless people used to come by. And
oh, yeah. They said they used to throw the cans out and they would come and they would always thank them. Like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, imagine how many cans, though, all those houses.
They'd make a killing.
Jesus.
The house that we were at had at least, I want to say, 200.
Yeah, for sure. At least.
And there was like a lot of houses, so they probably made a killing there. That was a really fun weekend, though. But it's just always funny looking back. I remember looking back on like middle school pictures where I was like, I thought I was a thug and I would wear baggy ass clothes, like big ass shirts. I know you have some jerseys.
Oh my in your house. God. Yo, so I would buy NFL jerseys, like the authentic ones, $250, $300 a pop.
When you were
13, 14 years old.
Right.
5'3" I was. And I would buy size 54 jerseys, which is a 3XL. Yo. And I still have them now, but I can't wear them. And like my dad is about 6'1", 260, has a, you know, beer belly and shit. He can't even wear them. They're massive on him. So they're just a waste. And now I look back on it, I'm like, yo, that's terrible. The baggy pants were bad too.
Yeah. I had jeans. Like, first of all, for like the first half of my life, I just refused to wear jeans. I would wear sweatpants everywhere I went. Every day in school was sweatpants. I started wearing jeans like in like seventh grade. Swear to God, that's the true thing. I refused to wear them. But the jeans that I would wear were just fucking ridiculous. My dad used to say I could jump off a building and I would land safely. Because they just act like a parachute and just, you know. He's like, you look ridiculous. I remember one time I got, yo, oh my God. I got a, you remember? All right, so the sideburns, right? So I used to get a buzz cut. Mm-hmm. And the sideburns, like usually they're like a box.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But back in the day, it was like.
You'd get
the point.
The point.
They get it for a point, right? My dad specifically told me, do not get that. And one time I went and I got them. And dude, I swear to God, I was walking home from the barbershop. I got to my corner. I'm like the second house off the corner. And it's still pretty far away from the door for a guy who's blind as hell, by the way. And I heard the door open. What the fuck is that? What did I say? I was like, I'm going to the park then. I was like, forget it. I didn't even go home. I turned around, went back to the park. I'm like, yo, I'm not going in.
Yeah, he was so pissed. Your dad being pissed.
He was so mad, dude. And I also, one time I asked him for a pair of Jordans because like I was never into sneakers. I'm still not like really into sneakers or anything like that, but I wanted a pair of Jordans so bad because I knew it would make me like, oh, yo, those are sick. You're cool. This was seventh grade. And I got the 14s. They were like red and white. And he buys them for me. And at the time they were like $150, like whatever. And so I wear them to school, right? And I was on a basketball team that he was coaching. And we had a game like that weekend. And I didn't wear them. And he was like, why aren't you wearing your sneakers?
Dad,
and I was
like, you don't understand.
Yeah, man. I was like,
God, you can't crease them.
I was like, I don't want to mess them up. He goes, I'm going to go home and throw those things in the fucking garbage. Because if you're not going to wear them when you're playing basketball, why'd I buy you basketball sneakers? I was like, Dad, you don't understand, man. So pissed.
I used to wear, for my Air Force Ones, my favorite sneaker of all time, Nike Air Force Ones, I would put paper towels on the top of my toes so I wouldn't crease my sneakers. Because someone had told me that if you crease your sneakers, you shouldn't wear them.
Yeah. And you're like, yo, I'm not doing
that. And it was one of like the older kids that were cool. And I was like, yo, I can't crease my sneakers. So every day my toes would hurt when I was walking around. I used to make sure that I wouldn't step
People
on
People would
anybody.
Be walking like ducks and yeah. shit. They would not step like a human should step. They would just waddle. Just kind
of
like.
Yo, speaking of sneakers, Dominic bought the G units one time, the YG units.
Yeah.
And he was wearing them. And you know how like at your desk, your feet always like stick out and yeah. go past. So he used to be super anal about his sneakers.
Yeah.
If, God forbid, a drop of water came on, he wouldn't wear them again. So he bought those and those were his favorite sneakers. Yo, it's eighth grade homeroom. I'll never forget this. I walk by, I say hi to him, and as I like dap him up, I scuff his sneaker. He sits up, takes his shoes off, puts them on the desk. He goes, just fucking take them. I don't even want them anymore. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? They were fine too. Like I stepped on them, but they were literally spotless. He's like, I don't even want them no more. He's like, yo, the one thing I ask you not to ever do. I was like, yo, my bad.
Dominic back then was like, I'm surprised he didn't take him and throw him out the fucking window.
Yo, he took him off. The teacher was yelling at him. She's like, Dominic, sit down. He's like, miss, you don't understand.
Just take him if you want him. Oh my god. Anyway, this next thing, I don't know if you guys know this, but David Blaine. I mean, you know who David Blaine is. If you don't, you're a fucking asshole. But he's like the most famous magician in the world right now. But he had like a special that he did. Did you see it?
I saw what he did with the frogs and the, like, it was like Durant was there.
Oh yeah, and like Dave Chappelle and yeah.
Steph Curry, yeah.
So basically, this guy, he had a special that came out. I want to say it's called like Beyond Magic. Definitely wrong. Dark Magic.
Magic's always in the title though.
Yeah, it was sure. Blind Magic. That might have been it. So the first thing he does, first of all, I'm just like obsessed with this shit. Like I really love it. But the first thing he does is like he goes to the Beckham's house. He goes to John Travolta's house and Margot Robbie, who's married, by the way.
Stop.
Didn't know that.
Good night.
And I was furious.
Yo, a little off topic. Am I the only one that gets upset when I see like a super famous person out of nowhere just is in a relationship? Like I know I have no chance, but it's just nice yeah. to know that, you know what, they're out there.
That's how
they're
I
still
felt.
A free agent.
That's how I know? Felt like Margot Robbie. I was like, oh, why didn't she tell me? Why didn't you do, what's wrong? You did one text. Let me know. I was like, I didn't know this.
Or one post holding hands, you know, just to give it away.
Yeah, just something, you know, or just, you know, I don't know. But
so he's at the house.
So he goes to their house and he asks them for the wedding ring. So he takes the wedding ring. And he's like, you see this? You know, he does like weird shit. He's always like, yeah, you see this? He's showing every side of it. And he just swallows it, right? And they're all like, what,
and
dude?
These are celebrities. So
yeah, so those like- rings are fucking like $50, $100 million. I was going to say 50,000, but yeah, that's like that way more than that. But they're a lot of money. So he swallows it. And then all of a sudden he goes... He's so nonchalant with his words. I've never seen this guy open his eyes fully or smile in my entire life. His eyes were always half closed.
No,
and he's, yeah, yeah. Dude. And then he goes like this. He goes, do you have a hanger in the house? And I was like, there's no way. This guy's about to fucking perform surgery on himself. He takes the hanger. So you know like the wire hangers, right?
The top part of it where
so
it hooks?
No, so there's the top part of it where it hooks. But it's, you know, it's like they coil. So it yeah, like yeah. locks it into place. So he just takes that and the bottom part and just stretches it out. So that it's still coiled, so it's like still like enclosed. If that's, I'm trying to paint the picture.
I get what you mean.
And no, it's like just long, sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he takes that and fucking sword swallows it
from the hook side first.
No.
Oh,
the hook
from the bottom.
Yeah, from the bottom. Okay. So he puts it down his throat. Mind you, the entire time he's like just, and I'm on the verge of throwing up because I hate that fucking noise. And he actually like they go into it like afterwards. He like practiced with a sword swallower. And would swallow swords so that he could do this trick. Ridiculous.
Jesus.
Fucking ridiculous, right? So he does that. And once he gets down, once he gets it down there, he makes them take it out. And like everyone's like, no. I don't want to like pull it, whatever. He asks Johnny Depp, go ahead, pull it out. He goes, oh, pull it. Okay. He just pulls it like right away. He's like, no remorse.
Ruthless.
But yo, they pull it out. The wedding ring is inside the hanger. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's in between.
Oh, that coil piece.
Yeah. Wow. So the only way to get it out is if you uncoil the entire thing and then slide it out. It's like hanging in there. How the fuck did this guy do that? And he's like, and you know, no reaction out of him.
Oh, here's your ring.
Hey, here you go. And then he just walks out of the house. He doesn't even walk. He just like kind of glides. It's like the weirdest fucking thing.
Yo, the thing he did with the athletes and Dave Chappelle, he's just over there. They all have champagne and, you know, conversation. Like, hey, Dave, you know, nice to see you. Spits out a frog.
Live frog.
Yeah, and it's swimming in there, and then everyone's bugging out, and then...
He did the three.
Yeah, and then he went to Curry, did the same thing to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, you know, there's some people that, you know...
You can hide a frog in your mouth.
Yeah. And he's going to people like, oh, do I have anything there? Do I have any... No, nothing there. Everyone's bugging out, and then he spits out another one, and then the frog's jumping out of the glass.
Yeah.
Dude, that was insane also.
They said in the show that he... There was a magician that would turn his stomach into an aquarium and they would just drink a lot of water and then swallow animals like that. And then somehow practice enough to be able to regurgitate them.
Yeah, but how do you pick like, oh, you know what? A frog's coming up now. Or do you think he just...
No, I mean, it's just frogs.
Imagine.
Or
all right, here comes a...
But you know what he did do to David Beckham? He says, think of an animal that you can hold in your hand. And most people, when you ask them that, they would say frog or something like that. Or I don't know. I guess he was just banking on him saying frog. And then he just spit up a frog and David Beckham almost lost his fucking English mind. He was like, hold on. This is crazy. Like the shit that he was, it was, yo, he's really out of his fucking mind. That guy. He, what was the other thing? Oh, he caught a bullet in his fucking mouth. But like he puts a tin, like can, not a can, but like a tin something in his mouth with a mouth guard.
Okay.
And then he pulled a string that fired a gun and shot a real bullet into this thing so that he didn't die. It just hit the tin. I was like, are you fucking crazy, man?
Yo, what if you don't angle that correctly?
You're dead. That's what...
Headshot, good night.
Exactly. He had a light, right, that would point towards the center of the can. And then he had people going, yes, yes, no, no.
Oh,
yes,
so you just trust other people too, huh?
Exactly.
Wow. Good for him.
So he did it, and the thing, like, I mean, I don't want to give it away. People should go watch it. Blind magic, someone magic, I don't know. Blind guys doing magic, whatever it is.
Yo, it's really fucking cool. The story you said about the dude in Vegas that you saw was pretty...
Oh, my God. I went to Vegas because I was shooting... I don't know if I've talked about this on a podcast before, but I went to Vegas to shoot this thing with The Rock, and there was a magician there, and I made him do tricks to me, and I forgot what the first one was. But the second one, I will never forget because I have evidence of it in my phone. So I... He goes... What kind of wallet do you have? Is it trifold or twofold? I was like, oh, it's two. And he's like, oh, well, you need to try here. Use my wallet. I was like, all right. So I'm holding his wallet. In his wallet, there's like, I don't know, $7. And then there's credit cards where the credit cards are. There's no driver's license, though. There's just that empty space there.
Yeah.
So he goes, just hold it outwards. So all that stuff that I just named is facing not towards me. I just see the front of the wallet. So periodically throughout the entire trick, by the way, I kept checking the wallet. Like looking at it, and he was like, don't do that, you know what I mean? But I wanted to do it just because I wanted to kind of fucking fuck him up,
just to catch him.
Yeah, I'm one of those pieces of shit, right? So I'm holding it out, and he goes, give me your phone. So I give him my phone. He takes a picture of me with flash of me holding this wallet. I still can't see the front of it. So then he has a bunch of cards, and he goes, pick one out. And I'm like, okay. So I pick one out, and I show it to like everyone else, whatever, and I know the card. He goes, put it back wherever you want. So I put it back wherever I want. He shuffles the deck. He makes me cut it. I cut the deck. Then he pulls out a card and he goes, is this your card? I'm like, no. And he goes, all right, is this your card? I'm like, no. And in my head, I'm like, got him.
Stupid fuck.
Stupid fucking loser. And then he goes, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you may have forgotten because the flash on your phone is kind of like in Men in Black where they flash you, you just forget things. And he goes, check your phone. When I looked at my fucking phone, there's a picture on it. I still have it. There was a picture of me holding the wallet, and in where the driver's license was the fucking card that I picked out. Yo, I was like, oh my God. Yo, this guy, I was fucking blown away. And right after that, because I was there with like a team of people who were shooting and stuff. They're like, yeah, we're going to set up shots. And I was like, hold the fuck on. Are we just going to forget what this guy just did? Yo, I was blown away. How the fuck did he do that?
It's incredible, man. I randomly look up, you know, random shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I hit a phase for a week where I was watching...
just magic tricks?
Was it X Factor? No, not X Factor. America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah,
one of those shows. And it was all the magicians. And I think if there's been 10 winners, 8 of them have been magicians because it's insane. Yo, this one guy takes Heidi Klum's phone and just like he just makes it disappear in front of her, right? And out of nowhere, he starts making them all the whole panel pick out of numbers and shit, and he's combining them and all that. Anyway, long story short, he starts calling the phone from the other co-judges. And then it starts ringing in a seat and section and row in the stands underneath like some random fan. So he goes in there. He starts cutting up the seat, takes out the cushion. And he's like, oh, is this your phone? And it's her phone. And he gives her back the phone. He gives her the phone. And she's looking and it's all her stuff. Yo, they were blown away.
What the fuck?
And then Nick Cannon was like, yeah, I think my man won. <'Cause>, like that was it. That's all he needed to do. Yo, it's insane.
There was another thing that David Blaine did in the show where he had people's phones and he was like pretending to do a shitty trick. So he's like, give me your phone. And they'd go into their pocket, take out their phone, and he's holding it like right in front of them. And he would just do this thing where he quickly goes like that. And they were standing on the side of a boat. And then he does it quick enough to where like you can, you it would be a good trick if you were like an amateur or whatever, where he throws it over your head and it looks like it disappears, but you could hear it hit the water. He threw it overboard, right? Behind their heads. And they turn around. They're like, oh, what the fuck? So, and then he goes, he lets them react and like being like, and some dude was like, yo, I just got that shit like a week ago. Like, he's mad pissed. And then he goes, check your friend's bag. The bag was like 10 feet away. He went in the bag. His phone was in there. Mind you, the guy took it out of his pocket and he held it in front of David. David Blaine's holding it like this.
And then he didn't get his phone back.
Who?
The guy, like, cause
he did. He took it out of the fucking bag.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he didn't physically give it back to him though, cause.
Oh no! Yeah, he threw it over his head, dude. I was like, what the? And then I was watching it with Keith, and Keith the whole time just going, "It's a sleight of hand." I'm like, obviously, he's not Superman and shit. It's fucking amazing though. You saying it's a sleight of hand is like the easiest cop out. I'm like, explain the sleight of hand. We got into an argument over magic. It's fucking nuts.
Yo, it's amazing stuff, man. There's some shit that they do. It's just mind-blowing.
I wish I could. I knew a guy who could do a magic trick. that's the whole story. One of my grandma's friends is like this old dude. Actually saw him when I went to go vote. Didn't recognize me. I didn't know if I should say hello. It's been some years. It's one of those awkward moments. Anyway, I forgot what he did. I'm not, you know what? Let's just move on because I don't remember the trick at all. Anyway, before we get to our, you know, main thing here, big chunk, let's get to the sponsor here. We got Carnivore Club. For the meat lovers, get a subscription to Carnivore Club. It means you're getting a brand new selection of cured meats delivered to your door once a month. It's a meat subscription. Okay?
Meat.
Every month you get fucking meat, like good meat, high quality meat. Fancy spice salamis and shit.
Grade A meat.
Grade A meat. And I mean, personally, because, you know, I still use it, but the box that it comes in is like the coolest part. It looks like a crate. You remember in Crash Bandicoot?
Wow, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like that. It's pretty dope. The crate alone is worth it. And then you have the meat, which is a bonus. You just go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up online and use the promo code BASEMENT. And that will get you 10% off. Okay, so carnivoreclub.co and the promo code is basement, and that'll get you 10% off your order. Okay?
Nothing like a discount.
Nothing like a fucking box of meat every month. My mom loves free food. She's just all about it. Anyway, Thanksgiving is this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And listen. Before we talk about Thanksgiving and shit, I just want to say that this kid, Nick, for some reason believes that Thanksgiving is the best holiday out of all the holidays, which is so stupid.
No, it is not. And I'm going to tell you why.
I don't.
And you never pay attention to me when I speak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Nah, but yo, I know you're team Christmas, and I agree with you.
1,000%. Look, I agree with you.
The Christmas season is the best one. The actual day of Thanksgiving is the best day of the year. No argument. You got food. You got family.
It's the best day of the year or it's the best holiday?
It's the best holiday.
Oh, okay. A day, right. Day. Okay,
so
I got you.
You got your family there. You don't need to buy gifts, so you're saving money there.
That's kind
of
dope.
All right. A shitload of beers. Mm. Football's on.
Yep.
All right, now they do 3 games a year on Thanksgiving, which is dope.
Yeah.
All right. This year in particular, we're going to have some good games on, which is nice, you know.
Yeah.
Detroit's not 1-9 again.
Right.
So anyway, got everybody together. You know, it's nice. I think the best part is that you don't got to buy gifts for anybody, so you're saving a shitload of money.
This guy.
And, yo, the food's awesome.
That's true. I mean, I get what you're saying. Because when we originally had this conversation...
All hell broke loose.
Because you didn't... because I'm so Christmas, it's not even funny. Like, my dog just got the worst fucking haircut of his entire life. Like, you guys won't see him because I won't post pictures of him.
Yo, so we're on Xbox. Playing Xbox.
Hold on, before you get to that, can I just say... So he had a bunch of... His fur was matting, right? Which means that it's knots. And he had them on his face or whatever. And I walked into this place and the lady's like, oh, we're going to have to go short. And I was like... right? And it's happened before where he's had some certain whatever. But it, yo, I'm telling you, the haircut is really bad.
I still haven't seen him.
It's don't. You're not gonna. I won't post pictures of him or anything for another 2 months probably. You guys will not see him because it's really. They shaved him down. Like, you know how Charlie looks. He looks like a fucking toy. Now he looks like a poodle. Drives me insane.
Yo, so we're playing FIFA and Joey just goes, ah, damn, bud. You look fucking ugly.
I'm like, oh, you look so stupid.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you look so stupid. Just like, yo, stop talking to your dog like that, man.
He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know. But I remember, oh, God. When I got him, it was funny to me. And then when I just... Oh, God. When he was just walking around my room, I'm like, whose dog is that? That's not my dog.
Give him back. Train him back.
Like, my mom's like, did you talk to the groomer? I was like, what am I going to... What is she going to glue the hair back on?
Yo, look, I've taken them to groomers, too. My dog, I have a little Yorkie, and they do what they want, too, to the dogs, too. Like, they...
You tell them, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like, eh,
whatever. You know what? I saw this. I didn't like it, so I just shaved everything.
Yeah. My mom's like, we got to start doing it ourselves. I'm like, don't say we, because I'm not fucking doing anything.
No, that sucks too.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But I learned. Like, I mean, it was both of our faults. I think that the groomer kind of just went a little heavy on the fucking shears. It looks like, you remember when you went to the farm when you were younger, like a school trip, and they'd be shearing a sheep on stage? Which, by the way, is the most, like, traumatic thing ever. Just fucking... Anyway. But I think it was both our faults. Because I do need to brush him more. He has, like, Rastafarian hair. It grows, like, straight up and, like seaweed. It's so weird. So I gotta brush him. But he looks dumb. Why the fuck did I start talking about my dog?
You were going to bring up Christmas.
Oh, because, yeah. So I love Christmas so much that, like, he got shaved and it's freezing. So my mom's like, you got to go get him a sweater. So I bought him this sweater. That's just Santa's face, and there's like a thing, and then I bought him a toy, and I bought a new bed. I spent $230 at Petco because I had to buy him food, and once I'm there, and I walked in, the Christmas stuff was there. I'm like, oh, I'm down. And you know what's crazy? I was never like this. I used to be a big advocate for stores like calming the fuck down. Like, as soon as fucking Thanksgiving hits, they're already shoving Santa's dick in your face, and you're like, dude, relax. Give me a second to digest my food from Thanksgiving.
That's when my mom, for Black Friday, that's when she puts up the tree every time. She just goes crazy. She spends all day. I don't know how she does it. She wakes up in the morning, goes to like the outlets at like 4 a.m., comes back, puts up the tree, decorates the whole house. I'm like, God bless you.
That's just in women or mothers, because my mom does the same thing. Like, I'll come home one day and it'll just be fucking winter wonderland in there.
I don't know.
Like, wow. And I want to do that here. Cause I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I fucking love it. Especially this year is the first year that I can really go crazy with gifts. Like, I've never had a lot of money where I'm like, I could just spend a bunch on people and just, you know, I won't be fucking broke for the next 4 months. So I'm just like, oh God, I already started buying shit. I bought gifts for all my family members. It's sick. It's so, Simon Thanksgiving.
So do I make a compelling argument for Thanksgiving Day?
Thanksgiving Day, I'll say, is cool.
Gotta hit the gym.
I mean, it really depends. It really gotta hit the gym.
The day after, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah,
over there stuffing and gravy and beers, and I could go on and on.
Dude, I remember one Thanksgiving. I was like 8 years old, and my I wanted to help my mom. I was like, oh, let me help. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, get me a fork. I'd get her a fork, and I feel like I did something, you know? Like, oh, I helped cook. I fucking stirred the mashed potatoes. So she was like, can you bring the turkey to the table? I was like, yeah. So they're out of the kitchen, and I grabbed this thing, which I was 8, so the turkey weighed as much as I do. I have a big family. The turkey weighs as much as I do. So I take it. It's a juicy turkey, right? So as I turned, the juices acted as lubricant, and this turkey was like, whoop, fucking right off the plate, onto the floor, right? Right side up, though. Didn't mess anything up, the presentation of it. And I was like, oh, fuck. And like, no one saw me, and I put it back on the plate, and I picked it up and turned around. My cousin was standing right there looking at me, and she was like 9 at the time, and I was like, don't you fucking say fucking say anything. And I just put it on the table, and we ate a dirty turkey. ate a dirty turkey for Thanksgiving back in the day. That was my my Thanksgiving moment. I remember another time that for whatever reason, this is, I don't know why I remember this, but it was Thanksgiving and I was too short. I don't know how old I was, but somehow this is seared into my memory. I was too short to even see the table. Like on top of the table. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I could see, but I couldn't see like well. Like I was probably the same height as the table. And I saw a bowl of white stuff and I was like, oh, ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I put two fingers in and then put it right in my mouth. It was sour cream. It fucking ruined sour cream for me. I haven't had it since. I thought it was ice cream and it was sour cream. I fucking refuse. Hate cream cheese, hate sour cream. Anything on a bagel besides butter is fucking horseshit.
Wow, yeah. Not cream cheese.
No lox, whatever the fuck that is, salmon.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Ew.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it.
All the Jewish people at my old job used to get lox on everything. Like, oh, pizza lox. I'm like, relax, you guys. Just get pepperoni. Oh, my God.
Yo, Thanksgiving, man.
Last Thanksgiving was dope. We had mad food. I had two Thanksgivings because I went to Sammy's family's, her dad's house, and we had Thanksgiving there. I almost died though because I was eating it, and also I didn't say anything at the time, but I was eating it and I'm like, what the fuck is this? There was a staple, like a big fucking staple from stapling the turkey.
Yeah.
And I didn't put two and two together at the time because we don't staple. Like the turkeys that we buy are just like huge, so you could just stuff turkey in it. It's like fine, you don't have to, like, you know, it's not gonna rip apart. So I wasn't like, I didn't even put two and two together. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this guy's doing construction over the over the fucking stove. I almost ate a fucking a staple.
Yo, did you eat the same amount at both places? Did you, because you went there first, so you have to go to your family after.
No, I want to say it was two different days. Was it? Yeah, it was two different days. Her dad did Thanksgiving the day after Thanksgiving.
The reason why I bring this up is last year, we went to a family friend's house first.
Yeah.
And then around, I want to say 5-6, we went to, because my parents like going to the houses at 9 a.m. And I'm like, yo, stop.
Let them wake up.
Yeah, hold on. So we go there. We watch like the first football game there. And then at halftime of the second one, we go to my grandma's house. And now look, the first house we went to was like, they had a 30-foot table and it was all buffet style. This place was legit. There was like 50 people there. And the food was insane. The ladies, like, she's a doctor and shit. So she had like a personal chef.
Jesus.
It was incredible. So I go to my grandma's house, and I've been known to be really honest at the dinner table. So
what the fuck? I've been known to be honest at the dinner table.
No, like if my mom would be like, "Oh, so did you like it?" I'll be like, "Nah, like it was better last time." She's like, "You're a dick." Yeah. She's like, "The woman that gets with you and marries you, I feel bad for." It's like, "Thanks, ma." So my grandma's just over there, and she comes over. Now I'm the only grandson, so she holds me to like,
yeah, some crazy standard.
Yeah. So she goes, she's like, "So Nick, did you like it? Was it good?" I was like, "You know, I'm kind of full, and the place before was better." So. Yeah, my mom just, could you stop? She texts me. She's like, you can't be saying that to her. It's like, what is wrong with you?
I've met your grandma, like the nicest lady in the world. You're over here like, yeah, your turkey sucks, lady.
Yeah, how she still loves me for the Sparta parties.
Oh my God, let's not even do that. Thanksgiving Eve as well. Big party day.
Terrible. I hate going out.
It's really bad.
I used to in the past. We went out like twice. It was just...
I remember that one time I hosted a party at
because
a club.
Of the management team.
Right, yeah. So I got paid $900 to host this night at a club. Basically, they just use my likeness to sell tickets to whatever. But I felt so sick that I remember my cousins came. They showed up. One of them threw up like all over my block. Oh, no, the girl he came with threw up all over my block and I didn't even make it to the place. I felt like I was going to yak the entire time. And then I got there and I just sat in the VIP like an asshole like the entire time. But it was like a disaster. Like, I hate clubs. I hate going to them. This was like 2012, though. I haven't been out really on Thanksgiving Eve.
I mean, we just recently went out for Halloween, and that was just overpacked. Yeah,
I don't like clubs, man. It's a different atmosphere. I feel like the dudes, they go out, and they just like look to fight people, and I'm like, I'd rather go to a bar and just hang out. You know? Yeah. Definitely. Which is what we're doing now. We're plunging.
Yeah, we're bar hopping.
Yeah.
The plunge.
The plunge.
The greatest bar crawl of all time.
Astoria Alleyway Plunge. It's going down Thanksgiving Eve, $10 at the door. I don't know what door we're talking about, but, you know. But that's it. And Black Friday, I refuse to go to. This is a busy fucking week.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of things.
You put me on to Cyber Monday, though. Cyber Monday, too. You saved me a lot of headaches.
Because, yo, I refuse. Black Friday is like the worst thing ever. I don't know how people do that. People die every fucking year because some asshole is running towards the microwaves. Like, you need a fucking microwave that bad, Dick? That you're going to kill a human? I don't understand how people get stampeded. How many times, like, yeah, how do you fall and then people just keep stepping on you? Like, yeah, fuck this guy. I need to get my forks. Where's the toothbrush? They're fucking stepping on a human. Are you kidding me? Savages. Stop, pick them up. You know, just go.
That 25% discount changes the game, man.
Yo, I will never understand that. Like, people died at Walmart. And you see the pictures of these fucking idiots with their faces pressed up against the glass. Before
trying to get into the place, yeah.
The doors open, they start running, mothers are fighting little babies. Do you remember that one? I mean, there's videos every year, but that one, there was videos last year of some woman was like ripping some dumb fucking, I want to say it was like a vacuum, ripping it from this woman's hands. And the woman who had it in her hands had her other hand holding her fucking tiny child, which, by the way, I don't know why you're bringing your fucking child to Black Friday. There's a bunch of savages out there.
Yeah, that's
like
dumb.
Bringing them to the war. Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's videos if there's ever a hot toy that, you know, like the in toy of, you know, the Christmas season, that's crazy. Yeah. Toys R Us, I don't know, is there a KB Toys? Was that just us? That's throwback. Yeah. But yeah, like Toys R Us, Walmart, shit like that. Those, they go crazy for the toys, man.
Yeah, they're like, I need to get my fucking daughter this Tickle Me Elmo.
My mom told me one time that she bought me this Ninja Turtle playset where it had like the costume and everything and the action figures. And she said that that's the closest she ever came to hitting someone on on Black Friday. My mom loves Black Friday. She shops one time a year. It's Black Friday. And she goes like maxes out all the cards. My dad hates it after. And yeah, the outlets. I mean, some of the guys and I have gone to the outlets in the past. And
yeah, that's just, we went. That's dope. The Tanger outlets.
I mean, I think that was dope because we were all just together too, and just made a fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I never went with you. I mean, just we went. I mean, the outlets are good anyway. Yeah. Any other day besides Black Friday, it's like there's still a sale on everything there. But on Black Friday, I assume it's fucking crazy. But I hate lines, dude. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when there's like two people in front of me in a line. There was one time, oh my God, when I went to go get my passport, I was furious because I filled out this paper and then I walked up to, there was no one in there. And I was like, amazing. Because I always hear stories about the line's crazy for a passport. So I went at like noon on a work day to just go. And I did it, I filled it out. And when I got to the window, the lady was like, oh, there's another side. It was double sided. And I didn't fucking like look. So I had to fill out all this shit.
Let me guess.
I had to call my dad. Oh. What hospital were you born at? You know, there's like dumb information you need to put on there. And then by the time I got back on the line, there was like five people in front of me. You would have thought the line was down the block because I was like furious. That's why I refused to do Black Friday because the lines are insane.
Dude, the passport place and the DMV.
Oh, my, the DMV.
Anytime I go to the DMV, I text my mom how much I hate it. She's like, look, there's nothing I can do for you there. Yeah. Just don't get the ticket.
I don't know how there's not more shootings at those places.
Yo, one time, I'll never forget this. You know how they give you like the letters? It's like A206 and then you get your ticket, you're A209 or some shit. Yo, I was B730, right? And I go to the line and I'm like, oh, B726. I'm chilling, you know? I was in there for 3.5 hours. Only, yo, it was the most ridiculous thing. I'm over there furious. I was up early too. I went there early. Yo, it was the worst. The worst place on earth, I think, is the DMV.
DMV is pretty bad. Pretty fucking bad. But yeah, so Black Friday, worst thing. Wait, didn't you guys like skip a line at Black Friday once?
Yo, Frankie blessed it. We were waiting online one time and the line literally was an S going throughout the whole store. And Frankie had just had knee surgery. So he had knee surgery. No, yeah. He had knee surgery like the first week of
November.
November. And then, oh man, well, Anyway, Frankie just has some issue with his knee, right? And he's waiting on, we're all waiting online. He's like, yo, fuck this. I can't wait on this line no more, man. He's like, I'm getting tired. So he just took my stuff because I was buying. He's like, yo, how much do you think this is? I was like, I don't know, $200. He's like, all right, I'll pay for it. Just give me it. Give me it when we get out the store. Yo, he goes to like the sock section, which is literally this, like right at the cash register. He's over there and he just has his back to the register as he's looking at the socks and then just turns around and he cut 75 people. And we're just all over there like looking at him. And then
yo, you know how fucking dangerous that is?
And at one point Dennis is like, yo, we shouldn't just be over here looking at him and making it obvious. Let's just get out, go outside. And then he goes, gives me back, he goes, nice fucking pants. Cause I bought I bought remember how I always buy like fruity pants? I buy like red pants and blue pants.
You bought like yellow and mint green pants.
Yeah. So he's like, nice pants. And then I paid him after, but it was, yeah, dude, he skipped a line. I told my mom when we met up, I told my mom, I was like, yo, Frankie just, she's like, do you know how dangerous that is?
People will kill you.
She's like, never do that again. And my dad was like, oh, Frankie, good job.
Yeah.
with his Greek accent.
Good job. Then Frankie know what he do. Yo, that's the most craziest thing. I remember like, you know, like there's all these crazy videos on the internet of people like, oh, the social experiment, blah. I was like, yo, it would be really crazy if someone did like a skipping the line at Black Friday video. I would watch that just to watch someone get their fucking ass whooped. Cause yo, like, I don't know about you, but me personally, like, I'm not the type of person to like call someone out for something like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just not that guy. Cause like to me, I'm like, ah, it's one person, like whatever. If it's a whole line, I'm like, yo, fuck that. You know what I mean? But one person skipping a line, like, it's not enough for me to be like
outraged by it. Yeah, I feel you on that. You know? Someone I went to the Ranger game with Dylan recently, and I was what, the fifth guy from going like into the bathroom. And you know how the lines get crazy during intermission or any halftime break.
Yeah.
A guy just stepped in front of me. And I really think, unless he played it off, he might have, but he was like talking to his wife. And then he just stepped on the line. Like, he didn't realize because the line angled. Yeah. He stepped in front of me. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not that. I'm not. Some people are like, excuse me.
The line's over there, sir.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like, dude, whatever. Who gives a fuck, man? Good job. Good cut.
Yo, you saved me the headaches, though, man. Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. If you don't know what Cyber Monday is, it's basically every online store you could think of really has like a bunch of sales. It's like Black Friday, but online.
And it's way better because, you know, I want to get these sneakers. I know that I could look for the size. I don't need to go to the store and then, oh, you know, we don't have
pray
your
size. Pray to God they don't have it. And if they don't have it, they don't have it. Yeah, but I've never saw an item and it been sold out and I couldn't get it on Cyber Monday. That's never happened. I think they stock up more because, I mean, I don't really know, but I'm assuming online shopping is only getting more and more popular. So why wouldn't they stock up? Especially on that day where they have a bunch of sales.
Oh yeah.
And like Amazon, Amazon Prime, best fucking investment in the world.
Oh yeah. 100% agreement.
Yeah. I'm not getting paid to say that. I swear to God. Yeah. It's really a cheap. But seriously, type in 10% to Amazon, you get a basement, you get 10%. I'm kidding. Yeah, I've been doing that nonstop lately. Just like anything I talk about, I'm like 10% off. Like Amazon Prime, because they have Prime Day, which I don't even know when that is.
It's over the summer. It's like mid-July.
Oh yeah, you're right. So Prime Day is like, it's basically a Cyber Monday. It's like everything's off too. That's another day that you guys should capitalize on. Dude, have you ever seen Extreme Couponers or whatever?
No.
My God.
It's a show?
It was. I don't know if it still is. It was on one of those weird channels like Fuse or I don't know. But it's basically these people who like dedicate their entire lives to couponing, which I didn't even know that was a fucking verb. But yo, you know, like I have crazy ADD. This is crazy. I just jump around. But you know, in like supermarkets where they have those random things.
Yeah, the little red box, and you would go in. Yeah, I used to always collect them.
Yo, I would pull out like 20 at a time. One time I ripped one and it broke and the thing turned red. I was like, get the fuck out of here, Keith. We ran out of the next aisle. Next aisle, started pulling them out. But anyway, these people, they pull out, they get a bunch of coupons from like those things that people leave on your gate and just whatever, just all these coupons. And they use all of them. Like they know how to use all of them. They go online to find them, whatever. And I remember seeing this guy buy, I think, $1,000 worth of stuff, and he paid like $200 for it. Like just coupon after coupon after coupon, bang, bang. And these people are just, they have to scan all of them, and he could use all of them. It's legal. He saved like $800 on his shit. And it's just like, wow, stuff you don't, like 30 fucking detergents, like for no reason, in his garage.
Loose leaf.
Yeah, just the shit you don't need, like 40 nail clippers, like because there was a sale. And he has in his garage, it looks like he's stocking up for the apocalypse. He like built this fucking, I don't even know, like a warehouse. It's like a bunch of wooden shelves and he just has a bunch of stuff in there. So whenever you go in there, there's just like soaps and all this stuff and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ, these people.
Coupon.
Just buy the shit.
Yeah.
Be excited.
My mom gives me coupons sometimes when I go to like a Walgreens or something.
Never use.
She's like, oh, what's it? Half off. I'm like, my, it cost $3.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no.
Please. My mom, the only coupons I ever use are from Modell's. That's it.
Yeah, like if you're gonna go buy a hoodie from, you know, I don't know, Dick's Sporting Goods, it's like half off your hoodie, and the hoodie costs $100. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
But if I'm gonna save $3 on something, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, like whatever. I'm not gonna go the extra mile for that. Modell's is the only place I've ever used that for. I'm not gonna fuck like. I don't know. It's dumb. Dumb. Amazon Prime. Prime Day.
Oh, yeah.
If you want an Amazon account, 10% basement code things. I don't fucking know, man. But that's all for us. Nick, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
LamVM10 on Twitter and Instagram. I have a couple shows that I am on.
Oh, yeah.
I am 1/4 of Veterans Minimum.
Oh, yeah.
The number 77th most popular sports and recreation podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we peaked there one time, but yeah, it's always 77. I have a sports betting and gambling podcast. If you're into that, if you're a piece of shit like I am, which Joe likes to point out every chance he gets.
Yes, you are.
D-Generation Bets is the podcast. D-Generation Bet is the Twitter handle. And on the aftermath of Survivor Series, I am a wrestling fan along with Frankie, our brown friend.
That's how I always introduce him.
Yeah, we have a wrestling show. It's called the Squared Circle Jerks, SCJ Pod on Twitter.
Fire.
I'm done.
Let's go. And if you want 10% off your subscriptions for all those shows, it's Basement. Yeah, guys, go follow at San Agado Studio as well. That's where everything you can find that comes out of here. All the shows that he just mentioned and a couple other shows, they all get recorded in the studio where we are now. And yeah, that is all. And thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.
Happy Thanksgiving.